Here's the stuff. Okay, so we are on Daf Chaf and Aleph by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is, I guess, sort of summarizing what we've done, what we did a little bit yesterday. So, Ad Shel Nimchaka HaMegillah, up until the point of where the Megillah is erased, and she says, Amra Eini Shosa, and she says, I do not want to drink. Again, not an admission of guilt, but she just says, I'm not going to drink. So what do we do with the Megillah? The Megillah has already been written with the Shemos of Hashem. What do we do with the Megillah? So we say, Megillasa Nignezes. Her Megillah, that was written for on her behalf, is put in Geniza. It's put in storage, someplace on the side of the Heichal. It's an interesting Yerushalmi, Tosfos brings down, that it's put under the door fringe, the door hinges of the door. It gets rubbed out by the door. And how can you, how are you doing that? What's the point? And how you're erasing? It's put in Sheamus, essentially. Megillasa Nignezes. And what do you do with the mincha? Umincha mis pazeres. And the mincha is then just spread out al hadeshin onto the trash heap, onto the pile heap. Here, obviously, we're going according to the Mandam, who says that she drinks before. And her point is that she drinks before you bring the korban mincha. Because if it's someone who says, "Who no bialim anymore? No bialim." So you can't bring it. Chatas is the owner dies. So what? It's a mincha. I'm saying, do you have a certain korban? The korbanos that don't have an owner cannot be brought. What? Well, first of all, it is a chatas, but it's a mincha skotel. Yeah. Why? No, you don't do anything for the mincha until after she drinks. Gemara said yesterday. The whole mincha process does not begin until after she drinks. According to that shita.
Okay.
No, it can't unless they do it wrong. Unless they do it wrong. Okay, but the assumption of the Mishnah is that everything's being done appropriately and being done correctly. It's only according to one non-dummer who said that Bidi Evid works. That was only according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Akiva, it was not. So, it's that. Okay, so, Achel Nimcha Megillah Amra Eini Shoso Megillasa Nignezes Uminchasa Mispazeres, and it gets burnt on the Deshen. It's pretty indicative of the fact that we're putting the Megillah in Geniza is because there's no purpose for the Megillah anymore because it can't be used. It can't be used for any other sota. According to this mandar, we're holding that the Megillah has to be written in Lishma of the woman who's going to drink the May sota. So therefore, this Megillah can't be used for anybody else. Now, Nimchaka HaMegillah, let's say the Megillah is erased. Nimchaka Megillah, the Amra, and she says, Temeyani, she admits guilt. That's a game ender. Hamayim nishpachin, we pour out the water. Uminchasim is parzeres, and a mincha again is spread out and burnt on the base of Deshen. We're done because that's the end of the story. Once she admits guilt, but nimchaka megillah. If the megillah is erased, the amar eni shoset, she doesn't admit guilt. She just says, I'm not going to drink. Na'arin also, we force her mouth open. Umashkan also, balkorcha, we force her to drink the water against her will. Again, dependent on how we learned Rabbi Kiva at the end of yesterday's daf. Because she had never admitted guilt. Now, Mishnah says, "Eina maspekes l'shtos." If she right away when she starts drinking, "Achipanei morikos," because her face turns green. The "Einel boltos," and her eyes start to bug out. I don't know. "Vehi mismales gidin," and all her veins start to bulge. The "Heim omrim," it's having an impact right away. The "Heim omrim," they say, "Hotziu, remove her from here, shelo titameha azara," in order to prevent any impurity from taking place into the azara. Again, the Gemara will say over here, wait a second. Einim is psek maspekas lishtos. That seems to indicate that it happens right after drinking. That means, what? So that means that you hold that the mincha happened before the drinking, because according to the Mandamra says that the mincha happens after the drinking, it doesn't have impact, the water doesn't have impact until after the mincha is brought. So the Gemara is starting to figure out, well, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? Okay. I still started 5 minutes late, so don't. I still started 5 minutes late. So, im yesh lazchus, if she has some sort of benefit or some sort of merit, so haisa tola, that zchus would prevent the ma'ima ma'arim from impacting her immediately. So the yesh zchus tola shan achas, there's some merits that can prevent it from happening for a year. The yesh zchus tola shtei shanim, and some prevent it from happening 2 years. Thank you. And the yesh zchus tola shalosh shanim, and some that have 3 years. Now we walk into a very famous piece of Mishnayos. Mikan Omer ben Azai, from the fact that a zchus can be tola, the merit can provide her, can delay the impact of the mayim, ben Azai says, because of that, chayiv adam lelamed is bito Torah. A man is obligated to teach his daughter Torah, or at least obligated to teach her this halacha, she'im tishteh, because if she would drink, teda, she would know she has a chus tolala. That it's the chus that's preventing the mayim from happening, not that the mayim don't have any impact. In other words, if you had a person up there who doesn't know anything, and they drink the water, and whatever, she's a righteous individual, she hasn't learned anything, and she gets up there, and she drinks the water, nothing happens, she says, haha, the water doesn't work. Not knowing that there's a chus, that she has a merit that's preventing it. But if we would have taught her Torah, then she would know after, so the Torah would have taught her that the zechus would tola, despite the fact that she didn't listen to Torah and had an illicit affair, but she would know that it's not because of the water not being effective, it's because of the zechus.
Can somebody ask a question?
Yeah.
So what happens with this woman? It's supposed to make peace between her husband and her wife. Now, tell her the base.
There has to be something that happens. Otherwise, it looks like she's. Otherwise, it looks like she's innocent.
Exactly.
But and like, is she maybe wasn't that the Gemara talk about that she's not permitted right away. You have to wait according to the
Mandomer. Wait for years.
According to the Mandomer, you have to delay. I don't know.
You have to wait for years.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the Gemara would happen immediately, when the official is the Gemara before the case. I should get the Gemara and then. Just
have
to live with it for a while. I seem to remember that we learned that it doesn't happen immediately.
Right. No, it's a big issue because if it retroactively, then the husband has engaged in an impermissible relationship with his wife, who's forbidden to him. I hear you. Okay. Now that's not like any other questions. I don't know. Okay. Im yesh lo zchus tolala. Right. Okay. So Mikan Omer Menazai Chayv Adon Lamed Bito Torah She Tish Tatein Dishes Chus Tola. But Rabbi Lezer argues Omer Kolam Lamed Bito. Major Machlokes on the Girsa, but it seems based on the later on Gemara that you have to be Goris to work Ki'ilu. Kolam Lamed Bito Torah Ki'ilu, or maybe not Ki'ilu. Right. You take out Ki'ilu. Lomda Tiflus. It's as if you're teaching her Tiflus. What is Tiflus? I guess it's, there are art scrolls and they translate it one way. Some say Tiflus means an Avera. That's what Rashi and Psachim says. There's a Rambam who says it's teaching her.
Is that Rashi here?
No, it's a Rashi and Psachim. Rashi and Psachim, Dr. Sadi Aleph. He says that Tiflus is Avera. Or the Rambam in Perish Shnai says Divrei Havai. Is what he teaches him. I think the art scroll translated as like you're teaching her, to be. Right. That's what it words. That's what happened. I don't know who he cites for that.
Yeah.
You know the note? Does he have a note?
He does. There's a note. 23.
Tosis Yontif. Okay, on the Parish of Mishnah, Tosis Yontif says that. Okay, so that means it's really not a good thing to teach them Torah. Again, Rabbi Rosner often said that based on the Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halacha says that despite the fact that women have to know all the halachos that apply to them, and Rabbi Rosner always said, well, that means Or Chaim Yordeya. Ebenezer and Chosha Mishpat. So there's kind of a lot to for them. Right, that's the Ramosha's interpretation, I believe, of the Chabad Sky. Ramosha says that they should be learning Mishnayos, they can learn Pirkei Avos, they can learn Chumash. Issues that we learn in Chumash is that once you start learning Rishonim, the Rishonim are quoting Torah Shabbat Peh. So whatever, so they say that maybe in that context you can learn it, but not necessarily learn it by, learn it say there. I don't know. I think that greater abundant than I have been disputing than arguing about that. I'm not even a rub. So greater abundant than people in this neighborhood have been disputing this for many, many years. And I think everyone should go in accordance with what their locale and what's accepted in their community. Right. Well, that's why Ben Azi says to teach you have to teach a Dor Torah. It's Rabbi Lezer who says that it's a machlokas. Yeah, Ben Azi says but when everyone asks these shailas, they're talking about the shita of Rabbi Lezer. Ben Azi says to learn that they should learn. Okay. Rabbi Shua Omer. Rabbi Shua says I think because we mentioned Tiflos, he says Rotsi Isha Bikav. Vitiflos, mitisha kavim b'prisha. So a woman would prefer intimacy with one nine top kavim of intimacy and one kavim of wealth as opposed to nine kavim of wealth and not having any physical intimacy. Woman, I don't know. I think also it could very well have been in those days if you didn't have the husband there, you were really in danger. Nowadays, the husband's in danger. Yeah. Yes. Hu haya omer. So who, what I assume is Rabbi Yeshua, chasid shota, a foolish, righteous individual, the Rasha Arum, literally a naked evildoer, the Isha Prusha, and a ascetic woman, Umakos Prushim, and putting upon yourself these, hitting yourself, right? Hare Elu Mivale Olam. Those are the ones who destroy the world. So what did Rashi say to describe all these things? It doesn't. Makos Prushim, he just says, Mefarish Gemara, Shemakis Atzma B'Ksalim L'Haroshu Anav V'Tzanua. He did terrible things. He puts himself under the Sifugim. He rolls in the snow. All those things. That's the last one. That's Makos Prushim. Chasid Shota is the guy who's chasid too much. You know, that's the guy who says that the woman's drowning in the lake. I can't touch her because it's not appropriate to touch the woman. Woman's drowning in the lake, you go save her. You know, Isha Prusha, I guess it's that somebody, she separates herself too much. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe she wears a burqa. I'm not sure what the definition is. Okay.
How about a man
is Prusha? Well, Makos Prushim could be a man also. I think in Isha Prusha it talks about more that the woman could be doing other things. What is he doesn't say Makos Prusha.
Isha Prusha,
Makos means hitting yourself. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Shem Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, says the name of Meir. Kisha Hayisi Lamei Torah Eitzah Rabbi Akiva. So this is Rabbi Meir speaking. When I went to learn Torah by Rabbi Akiva, so first he went to Rabbi Akiva, Hayisi Matiel Kankantom L'Tochad Dio. Rabbi Meir was a sofer, and he would put this Kankantom, which is some sort of dye. And that's what they use to dye the black shoes, I think Rashi says in Megillah. They use that kankatom to dye the black shoes. So I put this kankatom in the dio, in the ink that I was using to write the Sefer Torah. V'lo amar li davar. Rabbi Kiva never objected. Assumption being Rabbi Kiva was fine with it. V'lo amar li davar. Kishavati etzer Rabbi Shmuel. I then went to learn by Rabbi Shmuel, who is the companion of Rabbi Kiva, the same generation. Kishavati etzer Rabbi Shmuel. Amar li b'ni, the second Rabbi Shmuel. Amar li b'ni, mamalachtech. He said, my son, what is your job? Amrati lo lavlar. I am a sofer, ani. Amar li, as he said to me, you're a sofer, be very careful. B'ni, havezahir. Be very careful what you do. Shemelachtecha melecha shemayimi. Because your work is the work of heaven. And if you're very careful, shematachsir os achad, maybe you'll add one letter. Otatir os achas, or you'll leave out a letter. And nimtzas machriv etz kol olam kulo. It'll end up being that you will be destroying the entire world. So,
one of the proofs that Rameh was writing down the Mishnah, the sayings before.
Oh, so where did you get that? So it doesn't say that from over here, because he's saying over here, he's talking about a sofer writing the Sifrei Torah. So that's Samaritz Chayas, which is I brought. Samaritz Chayas says that. Fascinating Maritz Chayas. Right. In the back of... So he has... Dr. Friedman has the Maritz Chayas in the back of his Gemara, but he should. But most of us do not, because we have... So Maritz Chayas says, what's going on here? So he says, Hizar came to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Meir, Mnei Sheyadanu, because we know, Der darko hayu la'aso simonim v'lichton b'gilyon drushos. Rav Meir used to write the drushos chazal into the sides, into the margins of his Sifrei Torah. Kemosh Matzino with Midrash Parashas Bereishis. You see, the Midrash Parashas Bereishis says, "But Sifrei Rav Meir kasa tov ma'od tov mavis." Tov ma'od, Rav Meir wrote that tov mavis. V'tachas ketones or right Yosef siv or ba'aleph. He wrote or with an aleph. V'Sifrei the Rav Meir kasa of tachas mei dan chushim. It says ben dan chushim. He basically had his drushos of what chazal learned. Or Yushami Parakami the tiniest never b'sifra the Rav Meir Masa Dome Masa Romi. I don't know what that is. But Kvar hits Haru Hamifarshim Azeh the Chalila v'Chas Lomar the Sifros Rav Meir Hamishum Svarim Shlano. It's not that Rav Meir had a different Sefer Torah that we had. It's rather Ela Emes Ki Rav Meir B'Shas Limudu B'Torah Shabeksav. While Rav Meir was writing Torah Shabeksav, Hayakose Vitsido on the side, on the margins, Al Gilion Simonim Al Ezosios. He would write certain simonim, certain notes. Leman Yiskur Hadrashos Shen Neosim Be'ena Be'inyan Zeh. In order that he wants to remember what was being taught. So he started writing down some Torah Sheva Al Peh. Leman Yed Nishmar Eich Lo Bekoach HaZocher. To remember it. Ki Haya Osir Az Haksiva Ledvar Sheva Al Peh. You couldn't write Ledvar Sheva Al Peh. So he would write down these notes. Behutur Lahem La'asos HaSimonim. Because it says Ein Torah is born Erev and Ein Torah Niknis Ela B'Simonim. Shadrashos HaChazal Limud Das Esa'am Limud Das Esa'am HaGemir B'Simonim. write down these simanim, and then he says that the zeh hakavana. I skip a little bit. Zeh hakavana. Asher he's hero Rabbi Shmuel. This is why Rabbi Shmuel warned him. Shelo yargil lasos kain the licht over mizom mekin yosef. He said, don't do it so much. Sheme yitu hatalmidim. Maybe your talmidim will see these notes and think that that's the proper girsa. Sheme yitu hatalmidim v'yachshu ki hanichtov al gilyon who tikkun neguf hasefer. They might think that that is the actual, but you're actually making, you know, comments and fixing the text, which is not the case. Okay. That's just Amar Tzayish. Go Echmati. Okay. So Amar Tilo, I said back to him, I'm not exactly sure how the answer now applies to the Amar Tzayish, but Amar Tilo, Davarach, number one, Yeshlisha, Animat, sorry, Davarach, at least what he says, Davarach, one thing, Yeshlisha, Shanimat Tilo, Sotio, I have this special thing I put into the ink, Vikankat Hoshimo, and I put, And I put this dye on, into it. Are you allowed to put this ink into this special dye into the ink? We just learned in the parashotas in Macha, it's ksav sheyuchal l'macha. So it has to be ink that you can erase, and this is not erasable. So according to here, you'll see Rabbi Shmuel holds that you can use a garashi. Rabbi Shmuel holds kasav. It's the second to last short line Rashi. Kasav sheyuchal l'mchos. Rabbi Shmuel Sover, Rabbi Shmuel must hold Mochkin law min haTorah. He can take the parsha straight out of the Sefer Torah. The low boy Ksiv l'Shma. He also can't hold the Edik Ksiv l'Shma because the Sefer Torah could have written 20 years earlier, how many years earlier, and it's not for her, right? Vaparsha sota l'chud de kakapin. And Rabbi Shmuel is only concerned that Rav Meir put the Kanket home in the parsha sota. He doesn't care about the rest of the Sefer Torah because the rest of the Sefer Torah doesn't have the parsha the idea of Ksav haYochal Limchos. Okay. Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure what do you do with the rest of the Sefer Torah. Okay, so Micah Amarle, maybe you write another one. You don't have anything else. You cut out that. You also be careful because if the parts of the Sota is on two columns, it's no good. We learned that the parts of the Sota that you use has to be on one column. It's usually on two columns. Okay, so Amrasora text maybe. Okay, so it's on two columns. Was it that in every Sefer Torah? I mean, most Sefer Torah.
You have to remember, it's Parshas Bet Aliyah is Moser and Sota together.
Right, so it's going to, it usually carries over.
It carries a, okay. It's three columns the whole way.
So Micah Amarle, it's a very cryptic conversation. What's going on? So we saw the Maariv Chayis, now we'll see the Gemara. So Hakik Amarle, this is what Rabbi Meir's answer was. Do not be worried that I'm going to mess up by adding an extra vav or taking out with the chaseros and the yaseros. I'm a baki, I know the mesorah. I'm not going to make any mistakes like that. Ah, so you're worried that maybe something will happen while I'm writing. Even if you're going to be mechash for a zvuv, for a fly that's going to come down, the dilma asiv yosiv atagi nadalas, maybe it'll come in, the fly, and it'll erase the crown of the dalet, so it'll look like a resh. Don't worry about that either. Davar echad yeshli shani matil tochad yo bekankatom shmo. I don't have a problem because it'll never happen. Because when I write with this kankatom and it doesn't erase. Then Rabbi Shmuel says, how can you do that? Because I need the eraser for parshas soto. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Aini, is that really what happened? Because we just now here had that Rabbi Meir went to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was okay with the kankatom. Then he went to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel was not okay with the kankatom. Well, now we have a brisa that has a totally different order of what happened. But Hatanya, the following brisa, Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Kishayisi lamed Torah etz Rabbi Shmuel. When I was learning etz Rabbi Shmuel, so first he went to Rabbi Shmuel. Hayisi matil kankatom besochad yo. I would put the dye in the ink. Below Amar Li Dover. Rabbi Shmuel didn't argue. And then Kishabati etz Rabbi Kiva. When I get to Rabbi Kiva, second Asar Alai. Then he said I couldn't do it. So Kasha Shimish Hashimish. One Kasha is who did he go to first? Who was his first Rebbe? Who was his second Rebbe? And Kasha Asara Asara. Who asked it? Who said you can't use the dye? And who says you can use the kankatom? So the Gemara says Bishlamash Shimish Hashimish Lo Kasha. There's no problem going to Shimish. We'll just add an extra layer or an extra level. Meikara also came to Rabbi Kiva. Originally he went to Rabbi Kiva. Kiva Dlomati Kamali Bay. He could not figure out anything Rabbi Kiva was saying, which is interesting because Rabbi Meir is the one who was known. That he was such a so charif that no one understood what he said. So he got that from Rabbi Kiva. So Kevon, the Mikara also came to Rabbi Kiva. Kevon de Lomotzi Kaim Ali Bey. He couldn't understand what he was learning. Right? Rashi, the second wide line. Lomotzi Lemeke, third, second wide line. Lomotzi Lemekam Ali Bey. Al Ikare Tameh. So he had Omer Latame Tahor, Umar Lepanim. He would explain that the Torah is Tameh, but Atar Tameh, Umar Lepanim. He had all these Svaras and all these things. He didn't understand what's going on. So Asal Kami Rabbi Shmuel. So he went to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was more Pashup Shah. I mean, this is a major theme throughout a lot of, you know, more scholarly writings, that the two schools, Rabbi Kiva's school and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's school. But Asla Kamei to Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara of Gemara. And he learned Gemara. What does that mean, Gemara? What did he learn Gemara in that Tanitic times? So Rashi says, the Gemara of Gemara, Hamishtayas Sumos, Kamoshein, Kidamara Lumi Rabo, Rabbi Rabo. He learned basically learned Bakias. He got a holding in all the Mishnayas and all the basic understanding. And then, Hadar Asla Kamei to Rabbi Kiva, then he went to Rabbi Kiva, and then Savar Svara, and then he learned all the Svaras behind it. So that's what. So basically, it's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. So the Brisa is just saying, which point are you starting? Are you starting from the first Rabbi Kiva, or are you starting from Rabbi Shmuel? That's fine. That answers that. There's still the problem, though, who asked it and who said it was okay. But that part doesn't answer. Asra, Kasha. Kasha. It's really a Kasha. We don't know what's going on. Who said it was Asra, who said it's not Asra. But what is the Mesmar Svar? Look at the last Rashi. He says, La Amod al Ikar Tame HaMishnah. To go into the reasonings of the Mishnah. Mipnei Mazet Tame Vezetar, Zet Asra Vezet Mutter. Well, ma kol davar nismach, on what everything is dependent on. Well, is a mikra, what's the biblical source? Ze Talmud shayid b'mei ha-tanayim. That was Talmud during the times of the Tanayim. Ula havin davar mitok davar. Kishaya davar chadash nishal v'esa medrash. When they asked the question of v'esa medrash, mehechan yilmadua. Where do you learn it out from? Ula is a mishnah yilmua. So it was the development of the Torah Sheva Peh, the development of the Gemara, began really with the Tanayim at this point, at least, or was continuing at this point, to go and to explain reasons and sources.
You think of the exact opposite, by the way. They have a problem with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva.
Because he had the drushas.
Yep.
Rabbi Kiva was also drushing all the tagin and everything. But listen, Moshe Rabbeinu had a tough time understanding Rabbi Kiva.
Because he had no idea what he was talking about.
Right, because it was, whatever. Not for now. Not for now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if I say that, then they'd have to give me back my building fund. Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer Hai Rabbi Meir. A mayor would say, Lakol, for anything Torah Sir Miksab, you have to write, which means for Tefillin, Torah, Mezuzas, Matilim, Kankitom, Tokhdio. You can put the dye into the ink and you don't have to worry about it. But, Chutz, Miparsha Sota Bilvad. Except for Parsha Sota. So now he's learning, what's this, like Rabbi Shmuel? He's learning, like, Rabbi Shmuel in the first Mandomer told him, and except for the Parshas Sota.
Is that a simple
answer? What?
No, I didn't hear you. He said, is that a simple answer?
But Rashi said. Rashi said that Rabbi Shmuel says he can. Because what?
Can
okay, let's just read the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say that. What is it? Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmuel, Chutz mi Parshas Sota Mikdash. Rabbi Yaakov said, no, the whole Torah you can write. The whole Torah you can write with the kaketon. When you write and the mezuzahs tefillin no problem, but the parsha sota that you're going to write separately in the base of mikdash, you can't. Why? My benayu. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, limchok la min a Torah ik benayu. Whether or not you can take it from the sefer Torah it's directly and use it, that's der machlokas.
You
don't have you don't have a sofa there.
You don't even have to cut it. You just have to scrape off the ink.
Yeah, put it back and mix it with the water. No, you have to cut it out because you have to mix it in the water.
Not the parchment?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you have to cut out that.
It doesn't have to
be the words not clean were included.
I don't know.
So it's the last plastic or whatever. No.
Right, it depends on what you're cutting out also. It depends on how much you're taking out. The cost of
Alos. Why can't you
according to this Mandomer, you don't have to. You can use one that's already pre-written.
Why would you want to use
it? Because I don't know why. What if? Because there was no sofer in the base of Midrash that day. They were on strike. They didn't have anyone to write the Sifri Torah. You might have anyone to write it. So you have the sota there. You want to be metel shalom bein adam. Let me finish. You have to be metel shalom bein the husband and the wife. What are we supposed to do? They're here. We're permitted to take it from the Sefer Torah. We will do so. And tomorrow when the Sofer will come back from strike, he will rewrite that part of the Sefer Torah.
Oh, can we write the part? Say, now you can put it back in. You just said you have to cut it out.
With no, you undid the ties. You undid the ties. And you cut it. And then you retie it. What? Yeah. You put it in.
You do that all the time.
What's the problem? This is what everyone's asking about Kol Olam and Bitul Tiflis. No one had a word. But this is what everyone has a problem with? Okay. All right. Whatever. I totally misjudged you guys today. Okay. So my Beinayu, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Limchok Olam in the Torah, Ike Beinayim. The Machlokas is whether you're permitted for the Soto to erase what's in the Torah. Okay. The question I have more is that the times of the Tanoim, there was no Mayim Marim. It stopped. Remember, because we said they were Marbed, the Noel face, they were Marbed, the murderers, and so they never didn't do this process anymore. But okay, so it's anachronistic. They're talking about what it would have been beforehand. So whether or not they're permitted, it's right. But the question is, if you don't have Mayim Amarim anymore, so you should never have the concern about using the Dio, of using the Kanketon, because it's not going to be used. Okay, but just because it's not being done, it's a side reason. You still have to keep the halakha in accordance with what's supposed to be done. Okay.
Today
what? There's no difference between now, right? So why did we say that we're not allowed to? So who asked the question? It was Tosos? I saw Tosos. Right, Tosos Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah on Amud Aleph. It says Tamil Rebbe. Now Tosos constantly insult the course of Kotz Rebbe. I wonder who this Rebbe is. The Habi name Rav Meir Nifshu Kvar Hamayim Amarim because I mean Perak Basa. The Rav Yochanan Zakkai Hivsikon. Right, the Oda Hamar of Rava Megillah Sota Shiksava Kodem Shitikabel Alei Shvua Lo Asa Lo Klum. It's written before she takes to the oath, so it's no good. We just learned that the other day. I think we learned it on Thursday. To Im Kain, my timer demand Amar Mochkim La Min Torah. So why that? So how are you allowed to take it from the Sefer Torah? And all these questions. Well, luckily, Min Mandam Mochkim La Min Torah. Less day the Rava. Maybe you say he doesn't hold like Rava. Im Kain, Amai Amar Lael Rav Shimon Lael Kidei Naspa. He should just say less later of it. We asked before, remember they said that the three things that preceded the drinking. And we said, oh, but there's a fourth thing. So the answer we see again was Enoch Anami, the four things. We should have just answered, he doesn't hold like that. Okay. So he says, let's just find the answer. A mitosis and a medalif, a Rav Yirmiyah. No problem. So where's the answer? Just give an answer. He's going to probably give an answer is that the Sefer Torah is probably being written at the same time it's being written as the Sota process is going on, right? Is that what he says? Lame lesson, Rav. Ela hachi mashma de bahar de Rav, v'chol el moda, ikal emeimar, man da amr mochkin la humin haTorah, the one who says that you're allowed to take it out from the Sefer Torah, kigon im nichtava osu parsha b'Torah, that parsha of the Torah was written la'achar shekibo la'shvua. It's pretty much that the Sefer Torah, and then your question is valid. If you're writing the Sefer Torah, there's no one's on strike, they just write the parsha of the Sota. Why do you have to write and take from the Sefer Torah? He says, look, Apa Bisha Sofa Lonis Kavin Lishem Sota, Elishem Sefer Torah. Okay. So, Mai Shein, Matil and Kakatol Tochadiol, the Parsha Sota Vilus Manazem, Yishun Dixiva Umacha, to be Inaksav Yochel Imchos. They came in the Svili Mochkin Lam in the Torah, Shmaim in the Ksav the Ohausa, Parsha, Felix Uba Torah, Kapi Krav in the Cholimchos. He said, because it says Bemachka. Nevertheless, yeah, Ein Lechanam, you're not going to be doing it right now, but the halacha to that parsha would apply, and therefore in that Sefer Torah, you would have to do it without the Kanketom, because it says that parsha has to be a parsha that can be erased. So Ein Lechanam, you're not going to use it, but that parsha has to be something that you have to erase.
So, but nowadays they don't use that anyway.
I don't think they use it. I'm not so far, but I don't think they use that Kanketom into the... Right, they don't use it.
That
they don't use it. Which, it would apply if we used it, but we don't use it.
Right.
Okay. Gaul, what is it? That Gaul type thing? Well, how does he translate?
I don't know. I was trying
to know who the Rebbe of the Tosos was. The Rebbe of the Tosos, I don't know. It must be different Tosos, and were written by different Bali Tosos. So this whoever he calls it Kankatom? Okay. I don't know what it is. Okay, so we're saying now the machlokas as to whether or not. The machlokas as to whether or not you can use kanketom on the parsha sota in the Sefer Torah depends on whether or not you can actually use the parsha of the sota in the Sefer Torah for the Megillah sota. So the Gemara says, "V'hai nitanoi these tanoim ki hani tanoi." They must hold like this following tanoim. The sanya with the following brisa. There's a sota that was written, and then she says to Meyani, right? Ein Megillah sota k'sheir la'hashus b'sota acheres. Sota can't be used for anybody else. It has to be done specifically for her. Rabbi Achai Bar Yoshe Omer Megillas K'sheil Hashus Sota Acheres. You may use it for somebody else. Meaning, do you have to have the Megillah Sota written specifically for that woman? If you hold it, you can take it out from the Sefer Torah. You clearly don't. Okay, so you hold it. It doesn't have to be written Lishma, basically. So Amar Papa Dimaloi. No, maybe it's not the same Machlokas. Ad Kan Lo Kamar Tanakama Hasam. Our Tanakama said that the Megillah, which Tanakama where? That the Megillah has to be written for one Isha woman. Ella kevan de intkik l'shum Rachel lo harja minatzka l'shum Leah. That when you wrote it, Right, because you wrote it specifically for, when you wrote it specifically for one woman, it can't be used specifically for another woman. But the Sefer Torah, it's never written specifically for one woman. Aval Torah, the stomach Sefer. It's written Sam, so maybe it'll be good. So Hachinami de Mechakina, maybe you can use it for somebody. There's no intent, and we'll infuse the intent when we use it. But Amar Rabbi Nachman Mar Yitzchak, Dilma Lohi, he says another thing. I have another way to say that it's not the same Lachlokas. Dilma Lohi, Ad Kano Kamar Ba'achar Bar Yosha. Rabbi Achar Bar Yosha said that the Megillah is Kshira for one woman. If it's used for another woman, that's Hassam. That's only by, over there, Elav Megillah. Because the Ichlev is from Alosh Ba'olam. At least it was written with the intent for the curse purpose. It was written for the purpose of the Megillah Sota. Aval Torah, the Islamic Siva. But the Torah wasn't even written with the intent for use of the Sota. The Torah was written for the intent to learn. So Hachanami lo mechakinon. So maybe it can't be erased. So in Hachanami, the machlokas that we originally wrote down as to whether or not you can use kankatom in the parsha of Sota depends on whether or not you can use the parsha of Sota from a Sefer Torah for Megillah Sota. But don't say that's necessarily the same machlokas as to whether or not one Megillah Sota can be used for one woman can be used for another woman. It may be different. But now we're going to ask Rav Chai Bar Yosha. Rabbi Bar Yosha clearly said that a Megillah Sota written for Rachel can be used for Leah. It doesn't hold the needle Shema, right? The Rav Achai Bar Yosha, less like Kasav Ligaris Ishto, Vin Nimloch, Umitso Ben Iro, the Amrlosh, Viki Shmech, Vashemi Shdi, Pasha Ligaris Shma. We don't have, it's Mari Gittin, it's a Mishnah Gittin that comes up on Dach of Dalid, in Gittin. Someone wants to divorce his wife. His name is Ruvain, and his wife's name is Leah. And he has a get written up for Ruvain, he's going to divorce Leah. Ruvain, but not going to divorce Leah. And he says, no, forget it. And he walks down the street, and he finds the guy. Oh, they always confuse him in shul when they call him up for Leah. He has the same exact name, and she has the same exact name. And they're also having some problems. He says, I'll save you a buck. Here's a get that was already written with your names on it. Use it. We know that you can't use it because it has to be written Lishma, because the pasuk says, because of law. It says the word law for her. So he says, but also by Sota, it also says, Va'asa law HaKohen. So it should be law. So Gemara's going to say, well, yeah, in Achanami, it has to be done, according to Rabachai, it has to be done lishma for her, but what has to be done for her? By the get, it says the kasa of law. It has to be written for her. So clearly the object to be written, which is the get, has to be written lishma. My Sota doesn't say the kasa of law. It says the asala. What's the asiya? So the havamim of the Gemara is that the asiya is the ksiva of the Megillah. So Rav Achai is going to answer, or the Gemara is going to answer for Rav Achai, Hasa by the get because of la arachmana the ba'ina k'siva l'shma that you need k'siva l'shma hacha I think the nami comes out hacha va'asala he says va'asala my asiyah what's the asiyah mechika the erasing has to be done l'shma it doesn't say because of la you're assuming that law here is the same law as again it's not according to Rabachai it's something else has to be done l'shma which means the mechika has to be done l'shma so basically if I erase it for one person. I erased the Megillah Sota for one Sota. Again, I don't understand how you bring two Sotas, which is the Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos, but maybe you got around that. I erased it for one Sota, and then by the time it comes, she admits guilt. Once she admits guilt, we're done. And then another Sota's there, oh, I erased it already for you. No good, because it has to be erased specifically for that person. What? Well, once it's erased, you're not putting it in the Geniza. It's done already. No, it has to be Machat Lishma for her. Right? So what are you going to do with it?
Correct.
He put it in Geniza. What? Because that maybe they're not that mandomer is not going according to Rabachai. Okay, that's all.
So if it doesn't have to be written, but in Lishma, then they could have a sofer do 20 events.
Correct.
Correct.
According to Rav Chai Bar Yosha, that would be fine. The erasure is being done specifically for this woman. You put in the water, you're shaking it up, whatever's done in order to erase it. Okay. So the Mishnah then said, Einu maspekes listos. The Mishnah said that up she starts to drink, ad shapanel morikos, all that has the impact right away. So money. According to whose shita is this Mishnah going? We alluded to it before. We read the Mishnah. We said Rabbi Shimon. This must be according to the shita of Rabbi Shimon that we learned yesterday. The Amar Makrivis Minchasa. That first comes the Korban Mincha. The Achar Kach Mashke. And then you drink. Why? The Kama De Lo Korban Minchasa. Because we know if she did as so long as she didn't bring the Korban Mincha Lo Bat Lamayim. The water is held in abeyance until she has the Korban Mincha. So if it's going to have an immediate impact, it must be that the Mincha was brought. Who holds the mincha has to be brought before the drinking? That's Rabbi Shimon. The Ksiv, the pasuk says, mincha, well, this is how you know that the mincha, that it doesn't check until the mincha is brought. The Ksiv, mincha zikaron, maskeres avon. That's how you learned it out. That it's, the mincha is the maskeres avon. The mincha, it reminds you of the sin. So the sin comes about through the korban mincha. So if you hold that immediately upon drinking, they're going to have impact of the water, must be that the mincha was already brought. So aim with it. So now we're saying the Mishnah goes according to Shita Rabbi Shimon. But aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of the Mishnah. It says yesh lo zchus, if she has some sort of merit, haisatola, it would prevent the immediate impact of the water. So asan le rabbanon, that has to go according to Shita the rabbanon, because the Rabbi Shimon, the camping Rabbi Shimon, ha'amar, Rabbi Shimon is going to say, he says on dachav beis, but we already saw it already. Ain zchus tola ma'amarim. We don't have zchus tola ma'amarim because he's afraid that people will be motzi las. He doesn't have this concept of zchus tola. So our Mishnah, the first part's going like Rav Shimon, the second part's not going like Rav Shimon. So who is our Mishnah like? So Amrav Chizda, Hamani Rabbi Kiva, he must be going according to Rabbi Kiva. And this is probably why Rashi yesterday said that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rav Shimon, as opposed to Rabbi Chananel, who said that Rabbi Kiva held like the Rabbanan, which we discussed a little bit yesterday. Amrav Chizda, Hamani, who is this Mishnah like? It's Rabbi Kiva. It goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Amar, Machri Minchasa V'achachach Mashka. He can hold like the beginning, that first comes the Korban Mincha, then comes the drinking. And B'schus, right, so sorry. The Amar Makim is Minchasav Achach Mashka, like Rav Shimon, Ubeschus, Sarva Lagab Kirabanan. And he holds his Chosas Tola, like Rabbanan. We have to find this other Shita, because it can't be Rav Shimon, because then it would be inconsistent. Okay. Haim Omrim, they said to her, eyes start bugging out, her veins start bursting, and she's turning green. They say, Hotzia, take her out, Shaloti Tame Azara, that there won't be any impurity in the Azara. So my time, I want to take her out. We're worried about she's going to die. Dilma de Mesa, where is she standing? She's standing outside by the Shar Nicanor. That's the Machane Levia. That's not really right there. In that place, Tamei Mesa is allowed to go. Not only Tamei Mesa is allowed to go, Mesa himself is allowed to go. The Gemara is going to show that Moshe had Atzmos Yosef in Machane Levia. Right? My timer, the Dilma Mesa, Lemeimer, the Mesa, Asim Machane Levia, can't be. Vahatanya, Tamei Mesa, Motuli Kanis from Machane Levia. Tamei Mesa is allowed to go into the Machane Levia. Because that's just considered Harabayas. And anywhere on the higher bias, so Tamei Mesa is allowed to go. Below Tamei Mesa Movad Omru, Elafilo Mesa Atzmo. Shenemar Vayikach Moshe is Atzmo Yosef Imo. Imo B'mechitz Aso. Was with him in his tent, so to speak. So you're allowed to have there. So what are you worried about? That she's going to die? So where it says, no, Abai Amar Shema Tifros Nida. Maybe she'll start to bleed. Maybe she'll all of a sudden become a Nida because of the, we'll see why. And the Nida is not permitted in Machna Leviyah. They're not allowed to be in there. So that, correct. Because Shema Tifros Nida. Right, the Machna Levi, you're allowed to have a Tamei Mace, but you're not allowed to have a Tamei Nida. Nida is oftentimes, depending on the situation, because it's judged to be a more serious impurity or more high level impurity. But Baruch Hashem, a Nida can become a Tara, so a Mace cannot, because they're dead. That's right, I'm saying the mace itself can. The tummy mace can obviously become katar. Okay, so the maimra, you'd mean to tell me that this, what's the reason why are we afraid that this woman is now going to all of a sudden become a nida? The maimra, the biyususa marpe, that the fear that she has now from drinking and that everything happened to her is going to cause the blood to flow. In we say, yeah, fear causes the blood. Diksiv, because the pasuk says by Esther. When Mordechai told her what happened, it says, "Vatischalchal hamalka ma'od." V'amar Rav, and Rav said, the word of "vatischalchal" means she pierced anida, that she became anida. What? The Marsha in Megillah explains that the word the word "vatischalchal" is double. It says it's twice. Like chalim chalim. That's where he gets it from. Chalim chalim is what we say by Nida, is opening of orifices. That's where he says he gets it from. That's where the Marsha learns it. You may not like it, but that's what the Marsha says in Megillah and Daf Tezvav. Okay. But he does ask the question, because it's pretty strange where he gets it from. Right. Chalim chalim. Okay. So we say now that fear causes Nida. Don't we have a Mishnah in Nida that Charada Misalekas Damim? That fear prevents. Right, fear prevents the Nida from taking place. That was a woman who, her time came, where Mishnah Nida says, a woman whose time came, Liros, was her Vesas, and she didn't check, so she's considered Tamea. We assume that she had that, you know, Orch Mazmanoba, right? You know, even if this woman did check and she finds that she's Tahora, we say that she definitely saw it at the right time, and she's Tameya. But if at that time there was some sort of robbery or some sort of siege or something going on, and then she checked and she didn't find Dam, we say that she's Tahora, because the fear prevented the blood from coming out, and we told her that she saw, so anything that she touched beforehand is still considered Tahora. Remember, most of Masechet Nidah is not talking about what we need, it's talking about Tumah and Tara. So you see from here that Harada, that fear, prevents Nidah. And you just said... Yeah, how's it work? One will actually stop measuring. Okay, so it goes against what we just said now, that we're worried about her, the worry that they have to remove the sota from the azara. It's probably azara. She's dying. She's in the midst of dying. She's in death throes, but she's going to be. Yeah, you don't want to be tamed of the azara. You don't want to make any tumah into the holy place. You don't want to bring tumah in there. So the Gemara says this difference between what I'd say is that there's a difference between fear and shock. That's what I say the difference is. Pachada tsamis. The usasa marpe. So pachada is fear. So fear is tsamis. That closes it up. But be isusa, which I would translate more as shock, a shock of what's going to happen, that could cause the blood to flow. That's what happened by her is shock. What happened by Esther is fear. Okay. Yeshlos chus, it would be told to her. Right? Yeshlos chus told her. All right? So Gemara says, Mani Masnisin. Who is our Mishnah like? Our Shita is not like Lo Rab, it says that told her for either year, two, or three. It doesn't go according to Abba Yossi Bar Chanan, below Rabbi Lezer Ben Yitzchak Yispar Dorom, below Rabbi Shmuel. The Sanya, because we have a Brisa that says, Im Yeshlos chus told her, if she has a chus told her, at most 3 months. Because that's Kadeh HaKaras Uba. That's 3 months in order that for the formation of a fetus. That's Divrei Abba Bar Yossi Bar Chanan. So he says 3 months is the max. It says 9 months is the max. Shenamar, it says v'niksa v'nizra'a zera. If she's free, she doesn't have any, she wasn't guilty, she will have children. Children come out after 9 months. Right? Ulahalan omer zera ya'abdenu yusupar. Zera hara'oi l'saper. Zera means zera, that's roi l'saper, which is after they're born. They can actually make sounds. So that's 9 months. Rabbi Shmuel omer shneimasar chodesh. He says 12 months. Even though there's no Raya Dover, Zech Ladover, there is a hint to it, Tiksev. This is by Daniel. When Daniel was explaining the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream in Daniel Perek Dalo that he's going to be chased out and he's going to be living in the zoo, basically, living with the animals. So Daniel gave him an Eitzah that he should give charity and help support the Jews. He says, Lehen Malka Yishpar Alach, Bachata'ach B'tzidka Purak, Vavayasach B'michan Aniyein. That's all. That's what he said you should give money. Uksiv, and it says afterwards, Kula Mital Nebuchadnezzar Malka. Everything happened to Nebuchadnezzar, but when Uksiv Liktsas Yarchin Treyasar, it happened 12 months later. Meaning the schus was told for 12 months. Our Mishnah said a year, two or three. We have no shitas that says a year, two or three. So the Olam, we say the Olam is going to be Rabbi Shmuel. Let's go according to Rabbi Shmuel. But Ashka Kra the Amar Vitani. So yeah, it's a year, but we've got another puzzle that says all the pshayim Hashem can hold off three times. So three times one is three. Okay. Umay apple pish ain raya double zecher double. What does he mean? There's no raya. It's only a zecher. What does that mean? It's a real raya. He has the psukim that can make it take the 1 year of Nebuchadnezzar times the shlosha pshay adom is three. So you have a pasuk. So he says, oh, it's only considered raya. Dil mashani obichavim dulo mifkid dina alayu. Maybe it's different by a guy, but they'll be the chavim because they don't, Hashem doesn't extract this cookie from them as necessarily extract from the Jews. So therefore he said it was only a zecher, not a raya. Chaim Akash Omer, Rosh HaKadosh Baruch, Lazak HaSrael, Levi Chachir B'Torah Mitzvah Shamar, Derech HaVeitz HaMatzah Koyah, Dio Torah V'Yadir.